Welcome to Shulam Achshava and Adav, Shere Sponsor, Lui Nishma, Sambi Akushom, Lea Basitzchok. We're holding Bo Abbas, Rod Av Tzadik. The Gemara, towards the end of Amud Aleph, brings the Pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel, where it says over there, Shekel, which is a stream Geiro, as a stream Shkolim, Chamisha Behesim Shkolim, Asor Vechamisha Shekel, Hamoni Yelachem. Meaning the money, which is 100, is a combination of 60 Shkolim, and it's divided to 20, 25, and 15. And the Gemara explains, even though a regular money is only 25 shkolim, but the money of Kodesh was double, so that becomes 50, and plus they added a 6 over it, so that's you get to 60, that's a 60 shkolim. But the shail is, why is the pasuk dividing it to 20, 25, and 15? Why are you dividing the 60 this way? So the Tosfos, in the end of Amud Aleph, he brings the name of a Midrash, and I saw that some of the Melaktim, the Yalkut HaMeiri, for example, mentions that we find something like this in Medrash Chaseiris V'Yaseiris, a Medrash which brings all the Chosr and Yeser of the Torah, and there it mentions something of it. It doesn't mention Mamash the same thing, we'll see in a moment what it is. Taisa says that the reason we divide this way is because of the three Psukim that we have in Birkas Kohanim. The first Pasuk Yevarecho has 15 letters, the second Pasuk Yor has 20 letters, and Yisro has 25 letters. Now there in Midrash Chaseiris V'Yaseiris, the Midrash only mentions it regarding the 25. The Midrash explains why you have the number of letters in each one of the Psukim of Birkas Kohanim. The Gemara brings that it has to do with 15, the 15 Tzadikim. And then the Gemara says the reason we have 25 in the last Pasuk is because of the 25 mentioned in this Pasuk regarding Shkolim. So somewhat of this drasha that Tosfos brings is brought down that Medrash, maybe the Tosfos is referring to another Medrash. But what is really the pshat that the shkolim that we're mentioning over here, we reference that to Birkas Kohanim. So Tosfos gives us a little bit of a remnant. Tosfos says that Lefi Shem Yisborchim Yisrael B'Nisina Shkolim, because Am Yisrael gets a bracha with the shkolim, also Yecheskel Cheshbon Zeh B'Shkolim, so that's why Yecheskel got the cheshbon with the shkolim. What does Tosfos mean? So Lechura maybe, one could explain the following. We know, regarding Shkolim, we have to find something very interesting. We find that Moshe Rabbeinu niskashi b'machtes ha-shekel. Moshe Rabbeinu had a difficulty b'machtes ha-shekel. So it's clear in Tosfos, and this is what the Sforim bring, Tzodek is ma'arech on this, that what was so difficult for Moshe Rabbeinu with the Shkolim, was difficult for Moshe Rabbeinu is to understand, how can Am Yisrael use shekel, which is money, which is a very physical item, a very Olam Hazadik item, and connect that to Kedusha, the Beis HaMikdash. How can you elevate the material of this world, the moment of this world, and make it into Kodesh? So as Tosfos brings a Medrash that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu kemin madbeya shelesh, he showed him a coin made out of fire. And my Rebbe Moshe Pirei Zatzal used to explain this, that what does it mean madbeya shelesh? That Eish, fire, the nature of fire, is whatever is consumed by the fire turns to fire. Other things doesn't work that way. When you have water, you have a sea that sinks in the sea, it's going to stay there, the wreckage will stay there for years to come. But when something is being consumed by the fire, it turns to fire. Fire resembles how the whole world connects together to one thing. So Kishbo will show Moshe Rabbeinu how the Madbeya Shalesh, even with the most materialistic thing that a person has in the world, he can connect that to Kedusha. He can elevate his material to Kodesh. That also becomes part of the fire of Hashem. So in same ken, that Shkolim represents the connection of this world down here to a higher place, taking all the material and elevating it. Mitzad Sheni, we know, the Birkas Kohanim, as really Mefarish Chazal, Birkas Kohanim is the source of all the brachas that come down to the world. The brachas that we have are coming as a conduit through the Kohanim to Am Yisrael, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the biggest source of brachas, the biggest connection of opening, of shefa coming from above, is represented in Birkas Kohanim. So if so, it comes out that the Shkolim is how we elevate this world to above, and Birkas Kohanim is how the shefa comes from above down to here. So they both are the sinoi, the pipeline of connection of Elyonim and Techtonim. So Efshar, that's what the Tosfos is meaning to say. It says Tosfos, that we talk about Shkolim, especially talk about Shkolim Lasid Lovo, the highest level of the Shkolim. We want to represent that connection of Shemayim V'aretz. We connect with Birkas Kohanim, which is all the Shefa that comes from above. We represent that with the letters of the Pasuk of Bris Kohanim, because they're both a connection of Shamayim v'Aretz. Anyone who wants to join Shomachshava email list to Hotzko, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.